At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
We're going overseas. A hearing into the deadly school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, last month has heard police arrived earlier and with more firepower than previously reported. Police were outside the school building for an hour, 14 minutes and 8 seconds before they entered the building. 19 children and 2 teachers were killed in the attack. Our correspondent Simon Marks is with us. Kia ora, Simon.
Morena, Susie.
Some pretty extraordinary things have been said at this hearing.
Utterly extraordinary. There are multiple investigations, of course, taking place into the botched law enforcement response in Uvalde just under a month ago. Remember that mass shooting took the lives of 19, 8, 9 and 10-year-olds and 2 of their teachers. This one is an investigation being conducted by the Texas State Senate. And you could have heard a pin drop in the legislature today as Steve McCraw, the top police officer in Texas, he's the director of the Department of Public Safety, insisted that there were sufficient police with enough firepower and protective equipment on site to storm the classroom just a matter of minutes after the gunman began his siege.
The officers had weapons. The children had none. The officers had body armor. The children had none. The officers had training. The subject had none. 1 hour, 14 minutes and 8 seconds. That's how long the children waited and the teachers waited in rooms 111 to be rescued. And while they waited, the on-scene commander waited for a radio and rifles. Then he waited for shields. Then he waited for SWAT. Lastly, he waited for a key that was never needed.
And why was the key not needed? Because it seems the classroom in which police believed the shooter had barricaded himself and locked the door was not, in fact, locked.
I don't believe, based on the information that we have right now, that that door was ever secured. In fact, I have great reason to believe it wasn't secured. The subject doesn't just walk in, as I testified before, then shoot the classroom, walk back out of the hallway, then walk back in again. Seamlessly, okay, and he didn't have a key, and he couldn't lock it from the inside. So the door was unsecured.
Now, this is not the first time that Steve McCraw has pointed the finger of blame at the on-scene commander, who was the head of the Uvalde Independent School District Police Force. That's a relatively low-level force that provides security to schools throughout Uvalde. But it is absolutely apparent that he argues that that commander made huge mistakes. What is less clear is why, as that situation unfolded, for nearly 80 minutes, why a relatively junior commander was left in charge of that scene.